Wild hogs have been rooting through the American countryside for some 500 years. Spanish explorers introduced them in Florida. Some escaped, went native, and today feral hogs are found in more than half the states, mostly in the South. In many places, such as Texas, their numbers are growing, causing big headaches for landowners. NPR's John Burnett reports.
I'd like to welcome y'all all to the feral hog workshop that we're having over here. I'd like to see everybody turned out. This is a good crowd.
The government man in the white shirt and boots didn't have a lot of good news for the farmers and ranchers sitting at long tables with long faces at a civic center east of Houston. He told them what they already knew. Hogs are everywhere.
We've got them rooting up front yards inside the city limits of College Station. I know Ryan's had some in Houston. I've actually been involved with some feral hog control in the south part of Dallas. They were actually out on I-20. It was rather interesting.
Biologists haven't the remotest idea how many feral hogs there are. Texas alone is estimated to have 2 million of them. There are a host of reasons why wild hogs have gone hog wild. Hunters have recklessly released feral and domestic pigs onto ranches so they can hunt them. The varmints multiply prolifically. They thrive in habitats as varied as the Florida Everglades to West Texas thornbrush. And they have no natural predators, says Rick Taylor, a wildlife biologist with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department.
They're omnivorous. They eat plant and animal material both. That's why the early settlers had them, because they could live off the land and eat everything, and that's what they do.
With their oversized snouts, they root the soil for bugs and seeds, in the process tearing up dirt roads, golf courses, lawns, and hay fields. They'll dig out sweet potatoes, eat corn, kill baby animals, and bust fences. Charlie Howard is a rancher and a state representative in Fort Bend County near Houston.
My pastures are decimated by these hogs. My property is approximately a half a mile from the Brazos River. And every time we get any kind of rain at all, they come up into my property, they tear up my pastures. I have 300 pecan trees. They root around the pecan trees. They have actually killed some of my calves before. So they are an economic loss as far as I'm concerned.
Landowners try to control wild hogs through various methods, shooting them from helicopters, hunting them with dogs. Randy Methvin traps them on a ranch he manages near Uvalde, an hour west of San Antonio. On a recent morning, Methvin, a strapping cowboy with an easy smile, pulls his pickup into a clearing of mesquite and prickly pear cactus. Inside a shoulder-high cage is a dark form moving violently against the wire panels.
What's that noise it's making?
Chomping his jaws.
A wild hog is an ugly creature. Forget Babe and Charlotte's Web. After generations in the bush, feral pigs develop black bristly hair, big front shoulders, a small rump, alert eyes, and two sets of sharp tusks, which they use.
I've seen the leftovers after a hog has gotten, like a sheep or a goat or a fawn. The hogs eat everything, and usually you don't see anything left but the hooves of the animal.
Randy Methvin and his buddy Bobby Nelson eye the caged boar respectfully. At 70 pounds, he's still young. Full grown, he'll be twice as big.
They'll hurt you in a heartbeat. I watch that hog every second I'm around him. Bobby has his foot on that door right now. He could come up to that door, put his snout through those 4x4 panels, and throw that door wide open. And John,
we'd be looking for a tree.
And John would be the only one standing here, because Bobby and I would be on a mesquite tree before you realize I was going to. I'm not going to take a tusk for you.
Four traps later, Methvin and Nelson hit the jackpot. When they drive up, 10 swine, a boar, 2 sows, and 7 piglets, struggle frantically inside the steel enclosure.
What will you do with all the pigs that you trapped today?
I'll have plenty of places to take these pigs. They're going to go to somebody that's going to appreciate them, put them on the table. People that have children, people that might be not doing as well as you and I. Nothing is going to go to waste.
The recipients of Methvin's largesse will be lucky indeed. Hunters come from all over the country to the Chambers Ranch in nearby Sabinal to shoot a wild boar with a bow and arrow just so they can take home the meat, says owner Maurice Chambers.
The meat is absolutely delicious. There's no better wild meat than a wild hog.
Few Americans know how tasty wild boar is, but Europeans can't get enough of it. It's the other white meat. In Europe, they've depleted their own forests, so now they import large quantities of wild pig from the United States. In this country, there is a tiny domestic market for the meat, supplied by small specialty meat distributors.
Let's go into the freezer and take a look at some wild boar products.
Broken Arrow Ranch in Ingram, Texas, ships about 14 tons of wild pork a year, says operations manager Glenn Hollowell.
We have wild boar chop-ready racks. We have wild boar legs. We have wild boar tenderloins, wild boar stew, smoked sausage, wild boar.
This is not yet an industry. In fact, it's barely a business. Trappers must transport the biting, ill-tempered critters to a slaughterhouse alive, where the USDA inspects them. For his troubles, the trapper earns only $25 to $50 an animal. On the other end of the food chain, though, wild boar tenderloin sells for $16 a pound. It seems like a market waiting to boom. An abundance of wild hogs, ranchers who'd love to get rid of them and make some extra income, and a lean, savory meat that diners fall in love with. But that's what they said about emus. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.